opening coin flip and the kickoff of tonight's game between the
Hello, truth seekers across the fruited plain. You're listening to Prayer Request Friday, brought to you by KPYN and Truth Infusion Ministries. Wes Belt, the ace playing the bass, right back over here.
Good morning.
And Mike Powell, right here with you. We'd love to hear from you, your prayer request and your praises. 903-796-6056. And one of our friendly, courteous operators will be right with you to help serve you. Glad you're here. Good morning, Wes.
Hey, good morning,
Brother
Mike.
How are you, anyway?
Man, I'm blessed. I'm doing well today.
We were talking about what national holiday today is over here on the calendar. Which one did you decide to go with?
It's National Prayer Request Friday Talk Show Host Day.
All right. That's one of my favorites.
God bless you for being in that chair.
Hey, we're glad y'all are here with us today. Share the stream, and certainly we want to hear from you, your prayer request. If you want to send them on the Truth Infusion Facebook page, that's okay too. We'll catch up to those. Or you can give us a call. Again, 903-796-6056 right here in suburban Atlanta, Texas, Cass County, USA, where it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood out there. And I did see on my calendar a little while back where it was autumn, and I don't think the calendar was paying attention very good. It didn't feel a lot like autumn today out there, but it's going to get better. So we're thanking the good Lord for that. Wes, you got a word this morning? I see you got your sword cracked open there.
Both do, but we're not ready for a sword fight. We're just going to actually share some word, right? Hey, man, you know, it's good. It's good to go to the Lord in prayer. And one of the reasons that we can feel the way we feel when we go to God in prayer, it's like, you know, when he says, cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. So we can literally not just throw aimlessly, but we can leave our cares upon him because he cares for us. And he says, Jesus says in John 16, I'll go down 16, chapter 16, verse 5 through 7, it says, but now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, where do you go? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow has filled your heart. Verse 7 says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. Thank God that Jesus did go in obedience to the Father.
Thank you.
And that he did send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to live inside of us and to be the guide and to be the life and to be the comfort and to be the fire that we need inside of us so that we can share with the world the gospel of Jesus Christ. Man, it's just a powerful word this morning.
And powerful prayer requests coming in here, kind of like the cliffhanger there. They're all coming down on. Excuse me while I'm writing these down.
Yes, and that's good that you're doing that because my phone's over there on the
tripod, on the gifted tripod right there.
I can't see what's coming through on the Facebook part.
Well, that's all right. Let me catch you up a little bit on that. And, hey, glad y'all are with us today. Kathy Helt Taylor, her husband, having a double lung transplant. Man, can you imagine getting a new set of lungs, and especially in this day and time? A good friend of mine, Brenda Park, over in Kentucky, she's having back surgery probably as we speak right now, and getting her a little bit of relief. So we're just praying for her and her surgical team. The financial secretary at First Baptist Church Redwater, where I'm privileged to serve, Miss Shirley Mills, still hospitalized. Her respiratory system is somewhat compromised, and coupled with the virus out there, she's having a tremendous struggle over there, and God's bigger than that. So, Shirley, we're praying for you that the Lord will make your breakthrough pretty quick here. Little Gracie Duncan, 14-year-old from the Redwater community out there, a big barrel racing enthusiast. About 3 weeks ago, Gracie took a tumble off her horse and was knocked out, and had a closed skull, traumatic brain injury. That's what I'm trying not to say. And but anyway, she has come a long way. Lord has brought her a long way. She's going 5 days a week to a special rehab in Fort Worth, okay, and then coming home for the weekend. So Gracie, making great progress. God's working a miracle in her life. And our friend Madeline White, her mother, Mary Wells, is having gallbladder surgery. She's in line for that at Wadley Hospital in Texarkana even now as we speak.
What was her name? Mary Wells?
Mary Wells, uh-huh. And then Pastor Todd Reed, who gets out of Corona quarantine tomorrow, he's going to be free. Bless his heart. His family has been struck too. But his father-in-law, Miss Debbie's dad, Bill Edwards, is in that same Wadley Hospital over there, and he's been stricken pretty heavy with the virus there too, and pneumonia, I believe. So Bill Edwards, lots of prayers out for him. Hey, lots of prayers for safety for high school athletes who'll be taking the field this weekend in a violent game that we all love to watch and everything, but golly, it can sure get dangerous there sometime. Also, Truth Infusion Ministries, Wes, y'all have an In These Last Days revival tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday morning, Hope, Arkansas, at Southside Baptist Church. And so just praying for the Lord to move in a mighty way right there. Dana Townsend asked,